Want to understand what climate change is really all about? Want to get the latest environmental news? Listen to the Green Diva's My Earth 360 report and hear it all, from WTF to encouraging news and ways that you can take action for the Earth. This segment is sponsored by TrueGoods.com, because shopping should be fun, not frightening. True Goods helps you make simple choices for healthier, safer, cleaner living. Tell truth, shop good at TrueGoods.com. Hello, GD Lynn.
Hey, Green Diva Meg, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Happy spring, man.
Yeah, I think I actually saw some flowers the other day.
Yeah. Did you see my, I don't know why I'm digressing. I guess I don't want to talk about the weather. Every time. I notice that every time we start out, it's like, so how's the weather
up every time,
Chicago? Yeah, anyway, so you saw my my protein shake this morning, right? My purple.
Yeah.
I know. Eco Karen wrote, even your smoothies are purple, because I do have a thing for purple.
Did you happen to see that I also had an Instagram photo about my smoothie this morning?
I think I did, and yours was like a beautiful fuchsia.
Yeah.
If we're talking colors.
I put a whole beet in there.
Wow.
An entire beet.
A whole beet?
Yeah.
Was it tasty?
It was delicious.
Well, I'll tell you.
I will post the recipe.
Kate Bartolotta would be proud of you.
I know.
So what's happening in Earth News today?
What is happening? Well, some interesting things. Scientists have discovered a previously unknown type of methane-producing microbe in the thawing permafrost.
Oh no, that's not good.
Yeah, these microbes haven't really been a problem until now. As the climate warms, of course, permafrost thaws.
Right.
And we've heard a lot of talk about permafrost releasing methane, but they didn't know about these particular microbes. These microbes apparently love the melting permafrost so much that it blooms in a similar way to algal blooms.
Right, exactly.
They just proliferate like mini miniature rabbits going all over the place.
Oh, man.
So it's a previously unknown phenomenon.
Oh, goody.
And since methane is a byproduct of their metabolism, they're saying it will have significant environmental consequences.
Oh, okay. So not only is the permafrost probably are they hastening the destruction of the not so permanent permafrost as well?
These microbes, are they making permafrost thaw faster because of that?
Yeah, that's what I'm just curious.
Well, I suppose it becomes a vicious circle. If they're releasing the methane, then that's more
right.
That just causes more of a problem.
And what did you call that? We were discussing this before.
Oh yeah, methane is CO2's ugly stepsister. If I could only talk today, we'd be in good shape.
The ugly stepsister.
I'm stumbling over my words.
Thumbelina.
As I try to talk about so many things that happen in the environment.
Well, anyway, it is.
Yeah.
So we got also sidetracked talking about methane, about cows farting and stuff like that.
Yes. Well, and people do too, but I guess it's not as much of a problem.
Apparently not.
Livestock. Methane happens to be the second most prevalent greenhouse gas emitted in the U.S. from human activities.
Oh.
It's a natural gas, so if they could harvest it, they could turn it into energy.
Do you know
there's
some
technology out there that they're kind of working on for that?
Well, I used to have a bumper sticker back in the 80s that said, "Save gas, fart in a jar." I thought it was funny because I'm like,
That's
little Miss Potty Humor over here. But anyway, some people thought it was funny. Some people didn't. But
that is hilarious.
We did, and we were both doing a little research before our segment today, and we saw there's some Argentinian folks that are come up with a way to capture a cow's farts and actually create usable, energy, a bioenergy from it.
Yeah, they've got those backpacks they put on the back of these things. And I think they have to light a flame.
Yeah.
Which that, I don't, it would be like the Chicago fire all over again if they're not careful.
The whole thing just has so many. I remember reading about this years ago. It was a few years ago that they were kind of working on this kind of technology in England. And I thought only the British could figure out how to, you know, utilize cow's gas.
Yeah, well, and they have these manure digesters. That's a whole other ballgame. But that can convert manure into energy.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
And the
that's different from, you know, the belching and the the flatulence.
Oh, my gosh. What fun we're having.
Oh, yes.
So
it's always good to talk about those things.
So at least people are trying to be innovative, right? That's encouraging.
Yeah, that's what counts.
All right.
And it's important because methane is the second most prevalent greenhouse gas. And I already said that, so I'm just repeating myself.
Underscore.
Because it's so important.
It is. It is.
Well, and 18% of the greenhouse emissions come from the belches of livestock around the world.
And belch is also a euphemism.
Yeah,
I noticed in the articles that they were trying to be, some of them were polite, some of them weren't. Like the BBC had a pretty funny one about, and they used the word fart.
Well, we'll post some of that on a couple of the videos that we stumbled across.
Yeah, the BBC video was pretty informative.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Well, and you know what? It is a natural gas.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is usable. The people in Argentina apparently figured out how to, you know, they had that video was showing that they, you know, they were equating how much, you know, how far you could drive in a car with this gas that's converted, you know, if a car's converted, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think something like you can power a refrigerator for one whole day with one cow's, you know, emissions for a day.
Yeah, as long as you don't have to have that scent going into your refrigerator, it should be okay.
Yeah, well, that would be a deterrent to eat, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So what else is going on?
Well, kind of related to that and climate change, there is a new documentary series you may have heard about that's premiered on Showtime. It's called Years of Living Dangerously.
Right.
And so I'm going to post episode one in its entirety on the site for people to watch.
Very cool. Very cool.
And it looks, I started watching it. I haven't gotten around to watching the whole thing yet. But
and aren't we speaking
supposed to be amazing.
Aren't we speaking to someone about this?
Yes. Leading up to episode four, I still have to schedule the interview, but it will be one of the people that's featured in the film. We'll be interviewing her sometime around or before May 4th.
Great.
So I'm working on that right now. I actually have an email up about that. So I will get that arranged, and that'll be a great interview.
Yeah, it will. Definitely.
We've got some good news.
Good news. We need that.
There were, let's see, Unilever, Shell, BT, and EDF Energy are among 70 leading companies that have called on governments across the globe to step up efforts to tackle climate change. And there's over 1,000 companies from more than 60 countries who have signed this, what they're calling the trillion-ton communique.
All right. Trillion-ton meaning that's referring to the carbon that they want to get rid of?
Yes.
Or reduce by?
They want to put policies in place to prevent the cumulative emission of more than a trillion tons of carbon.
Wow. Good.
So that's good news.
That's very good news.
And there's just been so much more media attention overall on these types of things.
Did
NBC just aired an hour-long special.
Right, with Ann Curry?
Yes,
I
on the effects of climate change.
Started to watch it, and my family vetoed it, or we were doing something. So I recorded it, and I haven't watched it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And I watched a few minutes, and it was really compelling right from the start. I love Ann Curry.
Yeah, I'll put a preview of that and then a link to the full show.
Yeah, it's great that the media is starting to really pay attention. And you know, it would be shame on them if they didn't at this point.
And if a company like Shell is a signatory on this whatever you want to call it. Well, they're calling it communique. I was never good
trillion
in French.
Ton
I took
communique.
French, but I was not good in it. I think that says a lot.
It does. It really does. Now, is there any action we should be focused on this week?
Watch the film.
Okay.
Years of Living Dangerously.
Oh, it's an assignment. I like it.
Sure.
And then, you know, send a report.
I'll put an action out there, too.
And then send a report in. Good.
Exactly.
All
but
right.
No, I'll have a link to an action related to climate change.
Okay, Green Diva Lynn.
Get all the details from this Green Diva's My Earth 360 report and lots more on thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com, and myearth360.com. And remember to tell truth and shop good at truegoods.com.